A cordial welcome on the occasion of this annual press conference. For the third time in a row, this is now a virtual press conference, and I do regret that we can't have a face-to-face meeting. 2021, again, was another hard COVID year, but now, despite high infection numbers, we are looking ahead. For a good week now, many restrictions have been removed, and I'm sure on the occasion of the next KUKA press conference, we will have a personal exchange again. However, today I wouldn't say, well, things are back to normal today, because of course we are all far from normal everyday life. Over the past few weeks, we all followed the terrible war in Ukraine. I am a CEO, I'm not a politician, but to me personally, it's very important to tell you that the images of human suffering and destruction affect me deeply. I am absolutely shocked by this war in Europe. And I do agree with the statements made by the VDMA, BDI, IG Metal, and many others condemning the current attack on Ukraine. And we at KUKA, we can provide help and support. We can employ Ukrainian refugees in production for a limited period of time. And with the city of Augsburg, we have been exchanging ideas. We also wish to offer trial internships and places for guest trainees at our training center here in Augsburg. And we shall also provide free places in the daycare center at our site. And of course, many KUKA employees are also personally involved and dedicated, and for instance, have taken in people from Ukraine at home. Well, apart from the human tragedies, which just take place a few hundred kilometers away from us, the current events, of course, also have an economic impact on us. KUKA has suspended all business activities with Russia. KUKA has no production or else direct supplies in Russia or Ukraine. Also, we have no employees in Ukraine. The sales volume in Russia is also very low. In Russia, compared to the KUKA Group's volume, it's below 1%. So far, the war in Ukraine has not led to any restrictions on KUKA's ability to deliver. But of course, rising raw material prices, energy costs, and the lack of components or components that we wouldn't get at all would affect us here at KUKA. But our employees are working hard in order to maintain supply chains, and they have been doing it successfully. Still, there's no short-time work. I am proud of this achievement, and I would like to thank the entire KUKA team for this. Ladies and gentlemen, against the backdrop of such events, the year 2021 seems far away. And it's really difficult to find an appropriate transition to the business figures and a positive review of the year. That's just not possible. Therefore, I will not even try. And I hope that you will forgive me to now touch upon something else. Now, some of these headlines may sound familiar to you because you may even have written them. Dear media representatives, the headlines clearly indicate 2021 was an important year indeed for KUKA, in terms of technology, strategy, and in terms of human resources. Technologically, with major orders from IKEA or BrightDrop, but also partnerships such as with Daimler, and of course our Mission 2030, and also the public kickoff of our largest development project, the KUKA operating system and ecosystem IQKA. Strategically speaking, with a joint growth plan of Midea and KUKA. In terms of human resources, with the new appointment of the management board, our new CFO, Alexander Tan, and also the early extension of my service agreement. What I personally prefer, however, is the following headline, which comes from you, Mr. Stahl. KUKA is back. Our figures are going to show it to you in a moment. Capacity utilization is high, and there's an enormous potential ahead. Unfortunately, as it says in the headline, we have not yet arrived in the post-COVID-19 era. The virus still dominates our everyday lives. In addition, at KUKA, just like many other companies, we do suffer from supply bottlenecks, rising energy costs, and inflation. The semiconductor shortage, in particular, is putting the brakes on growth in many companies, causing major additional costs. This is no different at KUKA, even though currently we are still able to manage the situation well, to continue to produce and serve customer orders. But this will continue to keep us very busy in the months ahead. No, we are not in the post-crisis period. On the contrary, but despite the crisis and despite uncertainties, KUKA in 2021 achieved an impressive turnaround and also set a course for growth. And that makes me proud of the performance of KUKA's employees globally. How and what this turnaround looks like will be discussed in greater detail now by our CFO, Alexander Tan. We have pre-recorded his statement, and we wish also to provide German subtitles. However, he's present here today, and he's happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Dear media representatives, also from my side, a very warm welcome. A record-breaking year lies behind KUKA. Orders received increased by 27.7%. KUKA therefore recorded the second highest order volume in the company's history. Customers have made up for postponed investments and are investing more and more in automation globally. KUKA recorded sales of 3.3 billion euros last year, up from 2.6 billion in 2020. From the second half of the year, however, global supply bottlenecks and the subsequent increase in material and logistics costs slowed down the positive development. Nevertheless, we recorded a significant increase in EBIT and EBIT margin. We are back to the level before COVID. We have therefore also exceeded the sales guidance for 2021 that we issued in November. That was 3.1 billion, with an EBIT of around 60 million. So now let's take a closer look at the divisions. Overall, all KUKA Group divisions posted double-digit growth last year. The KUKA Group growth champion in 2021 was China. The reasons for that are the recovery of the Chinese robotics market, increased demand, especially in the electronics market, and the positive development in the automotive market due to an increased demand for electric vehicles in China. Also, our systems division recorded strong growth, especially due to the e-mobility boom. KUKA's international focus is really paying off here. Accordingly, there were larger customer orders, primarily in the battery segment and in the North America region. In Europe, however, the order situation remained difficult. Our intralogistics export, Swisslog, also delivered a very strong year, with a trend towards automated logistics solutions and an increased demand in e-commerce. Now, I would like to give you a short outlook for the whole KUKA Group. We expect that for 2022, the positive development will continue despite the economic challenges. The forecast for orders received for the full year 2022 is slightly above the previous year level. And also for sales, KUKA expects the figures to be slightly above last year. The projected EBIT margin in 2022 will increase and be in the low single-digit percentage range. You see, so we are therefore in a good starting position for our 2025 growth plan. And Peter will tell you more about this now.
Thank you very much, Alexander. In November, KUKA and Midea announced a joint growth strategy for the years ahead. The goal is to significantly sharpen KUKA's leading role in robot-based automation by 2025. As you know, furthermore, Midea is also planning to take KUKA off the stock exchange in the course of a so-called squeeze-out for a more effective growth path and a clear-cut focus on the operating business. the individual items of the investor agreement concluded in 2016, as well as the ring fencing agreement, will continue to be respected and preserved in an unchanged fashion, and the investments for research and development in Augsburg will be increased by at least 15% by 2025. No domination agreement will be concluded, and KUKA's headquarters will remain here in Augsburg. Following a company valuation by an independent expert commissioned by Midea, the cash compensation for the minority shareholders has been set at 80.77 euros. For legal reasons, that is all I can tell you about this today, because when it comes to the squeeze out, this is a matter between Midea and the minority shareholders, and only Midea can provide insights in this. KUKA cannot. For more information, I would like to kindly invite you to attend the virtual AGM of KUKA on the 17th of May, explaining the further steps to be taken under stock corporation law. Today, I would like to focus on the strategic aspects, i.e. our growth strategy for 2025. As part of the strategy, KUKA will focus primarily on bundling robotics expertise and application know-how globally across all business units and divisions. Our goal is to further improve both our products and our market position. This includes an overarching portfolio with regionally adapted products and solutions for growth industries in robotics and logistics, such as e-commerce and retail. Fast-growing markets for KUKA and Swisslog will thus be strengthened in a well-targeted manner, and coordination between the countries will be even closer. The goal of our strategy is to be leading in robot-based automation by 2025 with a significantly improved competitiveness. Being competitive, however, does not just mean that we need to focus on cost, but we need to focus on innovation, industrial capabilities, digitization, processes, and even more. And then we will be able to generate additional market share by 2025. It's important for me to emphasize that the focus of this growth plan is clearly on intensively driving technologies and innovations. In order to achieve this, a total of 800 million euros will be invested in research and development by 2025, more than ever before. In April 2021, we thus presented our Mission 2030 to you. To make robotics and automation as intuitive, accessible, fast, and scalable as possible. In order to achieve this, KUKA is developing the iKUKA operating system and ecosystem. And it's going well. We just started to deliver the first LBR Easy cobots running on the operating system to selected customers in the DACH region. By the end of this year, we wish to offer the software to many other countries and regions around the world. You might want to take a closer look at all this in more concrete terms at the Automatica Trade Fair in Munich to be held in June. I would like to cordially invite you to visit us there and experience KUKA again on site. Robotics, digitization, and automation have become indispensable in modern manufacture. We have not known this only ever since we have had the COVID-19 pandemic. Even so, the pandemic has accelerated this development even further. We are serving a growing demand worldwide, increasingly also far away from the automotive industry, as shown here in the picture in the semiconductor industry in the clean room during the complex production of microchips. But of course, we shall continue to support the automotive industry in the technological shift towards e-mobility in the future, for example, with systems and the production of battery modules. Furthermore, robotics in China has won a cooperation agreement for the next 5 years with the e-car manufacturer NIO. And also in China, KUKA supports the production of agricultural e-vehicles. However, we also see an enormous potential for using our systems engineering experience for automation in other areas, for instance, in the construction industry. Thus, for instance, KUKA cooperates with various manufacturers of house construction modules with the aim of producing accommodation on a large scale. Furthermore, robots and automation solutions are being increasingly in demand in small and medium-sized enterprises and in skilled trades. They have been used in new markets such as consumer goods and e-commerce retail, but also in the booming e-grocery and organic food sectors. With the support of our logistics expert, Swisslog, we can automate from production to the last mile. In the future, KUKA Solutions products will support all steps in the process chain of the consumer goods and food industry, from delivery and processing to packaging, palletizing, and the preparation for transport. To this end, we have launched new products in the market, such as the KR's Cara, KR Delta, or else our new robot with hygienic oil in order to comply with the high requirements in the food industry. Via our KUKA Marketplace, customers can also buy robots and spare parts online, an offer that our customers are increasingly taking advantage of. Thus, we do generate several million euros in sales through our marketplace. Thanks to our new software solutions such as IQOT, customers can monitor their robot fleet, minimize downtime, and maximize uptime. This is not just a vision of the future. KUKA, for many years, has been active in general industry. In the food retail industry alone, we have around 1,000 companies as our customers. To give you an overview of where KUKA Group solutions have been used today, we have compiled the most interesting examples. Let's take a look. Dear media representatives, the dramatic developments in Europe and the human tragedies affect us all, but also the economic effects will keep us busy in the months to come. This is something that has become clear already now. We are monitoring the situation very closely in a specially dedicated task force. The global supply and procurement markets are and will continue to be extremely tense. Material bottlenecks are not just a problem for our customers and competitors, but also for us. Over the past few weeks, material bottlenecks were mainly due to the pandemic. Now, there are war-related bottlenecks, which we cannot yet fully assess in this very dynamic current situation. But on a daily level, our employees are working very hard to solve these problems and challenges. This is why, despite all the macroeconomic difficulties, I am convinced that KUKA will benefit from this strong trend towards automation. The automation market is picking up speed rapidly, and we are already noticing this today. In 2021, we achieved the turnaround, and based upon our growth strategy and our technological orientation, we will benefit from this mega trend in the long term. KUKA is back. The post-COVID era will be an automation era. I can just agree with this headline. The time for automation, the time for KUKA is now, and we shall use this tailwind. Thank you.